Coleman and Astor by Michael McStay. With Stephen Thorne as Inspector Ronald Coleman and Joe Dunlop as Sergeant Fred Astor. Death of a Hooligan.
Come on! Get bloody move on, will you? I'm bloody bursting!
Yeah, I've got about 10 pints inside me trying to get out.
Hey, Benny, you got any more in that bottle?
Yeah, hang on, Jack. Well, let's get rid of this lot first.
It's like the bloody United lot. They got in there first.
Yeah, come on! Don't stand round admiring yourself!
Just like a bloody team!
Get on with it!
Oh, God, I can't help myself. I gotta go. Oh.
Yeah!
Oh, for God's sake.
Bloody animals.
You're just bloody jealous!
We're waiting for you, though. We'll miss the second half.
Don't miss the second half. We're gonna thrash your bloody lot!
Yeah. Yeah! Good man, Tonto. Come on, lads, all together.
Yeah. Oh, filthy devils. Bloody hooligans.
Hello, yes, I'm still here. Where have you been? Yes, all right, but I've been hanging on here for 10 minutes. Well, is she there or not? Oh, come on, it's not the biggest nick in the world, is it? Come.
Oh, are you busy, Sarge?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to organise a sex life for myself.
Oh, difficult at your age.
Oh, you're funny. Look, I've got somebody in my office. Will you just tell Constable Pegram to call me when she gets in? That's right. Sergeant Astor. At South Hants Central CID. Oh, God. I don't know how some of these kids make it into the force. Most of them be hard put to catch a cold, let alone a real villain.
Maybe this is the wrong time, Sarge.
No, no, it's all right. What can I do for you?
Perhaps when your sex life is better?
Watch it, Terry. I'm on a short fuse on a day like today, and I'm very busy.
Well, I was wondering if I might get away a bit early tonight.
Terry, it's Saturday night.
Well, you know what they say. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Not only is it Saturday night, it's semi-final day up in London. And Southampton are playing Manchester United.
I know that.
Sometime after 9 o'clock, a crazed mob of supporters is going to take this city by storm. If the lads have won, the celebrations will be awesome to behold. And if they've lost, the grief will be orgiastic in its frenzy. Either way, every available cop is going to have to be out there on the streets.
I'm only doing the desk.
And we'll need teams of bobbies armed with pens just to book them in.
It was just that I had the chance to get out on the cars tonight and I wanted
to see...
Yeah,
I know, Terry, but there'll be other times. You've only been back a few weeks. Look, get settled in first, then I'll do what I can to push you towards CID, eh? The cars are not CID.
It's all experience, though, Sarge.
Ah, you'll get all the experience you can handle tonight.
Bloody git.
Pass us the bottle, Benny.
Hey, shut up. Just watch your bloody game for a minute.
I can't bloody watch.
Pass us the bottle.
Come.
They just scored, Sarge.
Who did?
They did. We did.
Oh, are you talking about the football?
Yes. Southampton. We just scored.
How long have you been a Southampton supporter?
I'm not. Well, but you have to show an interest in local affairs.
Ah, well, for me, Celtic's local. My only interest down here is who gets to clear up the mess.
How do you mean, Sarge?
The psychology of the football hooligan, Terry. If their team loses, they get drunk in London, smash up the pubs up there and sleep it off on the way home. Less problems for us. But if they win, they get drunk all the way home and smash up the pubs here in Southampton. More problems for us.
Oh, well, doesn't sound too good then, Sarge. Hmm? That was Southampton's third. 3-1 up and only a few minutes to go.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
get him in again, Tonto. Come on, lads, drink up.
We gotta get the train, Benny.
Oh, bugger the train. I'll get us the car. Come on. Whose shout is it? You get him in. Bloody Northern gets. Did you see it? We won! Oh, did you see our Dougie? Dougie, golden boot. Dougie, golden boot. Dougie, golden boot.
Hey, Governor, do these again, will you? 4 points of that gnat's water you got there.
All right, now just keep it down, will you?
Did you see our Dougie?
Ah, two bloody goals, eh, Jackal?
Two goals, one with his head.
Oh, yeah, one with his head. Dougie, golden head. Dougie, golden head.
Hold on.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Just everybody take it easy.
You shut it! Bloody Northerners! I'll do to you what we did to your bloody football team.
Take it easy, Benny. Take it easy. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, nobody tells me.
Now, look, I don't want any trouble, but if I do, the law will be here in 2 minutes. Now, you've got your drinks. Drink them up and clear off.
Oh, are you telling me?
Come on, Benny. We got a train.
I'm just asking you to keep it down.
Yeah, it's lucky for you I got a train to catch.
Yeah, come on, Benny.
Yeah. Come on, lads. We're going to win.
Not with my glasses. Come on, you need those glasses here.
Hey, you want your glasses? Here, have your bloody glasses.
Asta. Yes? Yes? Oh, if she leaves her front door open, what does she expect? No, don't tell her that. I see. In and out in 5 minutes and no trace. So what do you want me to do? Well, I haven't got anybody. Saturday night. Send a car. Well, that's your problem. We're all a wee bit stretched. You know what to do. Take the details, make the right noises and get back here. And tell her to lock her blasted door in future.
Damn, I give up. Never give up, Fred. A man's got a dream. It comes with the territory.
What?
Frederick March, death of a salesman.
I don't believe it.
Of all the police stations in all the world.
You had to walk into mine. Humphrey Bogart, I know that one. But what... Inspector Coleman, what are you... God, it's great to see you, sir.
Well, it's wonderful to see you, Fred. But I'm as surprised as you are. What are you doing here? You're a long way from home.
Well, I could say the same for you. But I work here. This is fantastic. It's good to see you. But what are you doing miles from home in the nick on a Saturday night? Not trouble, I hope.
No, I was just passing through, as they say.
Oh, really? On the way from Scotland?
No. I've moved down south.
Oh, no. But you loved it up there. What happened?
Oh, long story, Fred.
What are you doing here tonight?
Oh, bit of business. Anyway, I saw the back of your head and I thought I'd know the back of that head anywhere.
You just wandered in. Who was on the desk?
Nobody.
Good God, you could have been anybody. Excuse me. Asta? Yeah? Oh, okay. How old? No, don't do that. I'll come down.
Busy?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, sir. Oh, that was just some 14-year-old girl caught nicking a couple of jumpers. I'll have a word, frighten her a bit and send her on her way home, eh? Look, do you have time for the one?
Well, if you're twisting my arm, Fred.
There's a pub just across the road.
There always is.
Look, if there's anybody on the desk, ask them to direct you to the flag. I'll sort this kid out and join you there.
Right, I'll get them in. You drinking the same?
Grouse, if you're buying. And better still, I'll come with you. Fred Astor. I have a Mr. Inspector Coleman with me. Makes it sound more formal. We're going to the flag for half an hour. Well, hold on to that girl. Dry her eyes and give her a cup of tea. Oh, and if a Constable Pegram phones, I want to know. Well, tell her to stay where she is and I'll call her back directly. We'll slip out the back way.
Look, if you're too busy, Constable Pegram?
Oh, no, she's pleasure. Listen... I'm in charge here tonight.
Well, in that case, I wouldn't want to drag you away.
No. They can't start the war without me. We can talk better over a jar. Ah, look, there's no worries. I've got everything under control. Anyway, I need a break while it's still quiet. This town's going to blow apart in a couple of hours' time.
Hey, how'd you open this bloody door?
No, I'm all right. I've got to sit down.
Second must be down that way.
Right, come on, lads.
Here you are. This'll do.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, shut up, Peter. What's wrong with you?
There'll be room inside.
There's room here. I'm sure this gentleman doesn't mind if we join him.
There'll be room in seconds.
Are these seats taken by any chance?
By any chance?
Hey, I'm talking to you. I'm bloody talking to you. I said, are these seats taken?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so? Did you hear that, Tonto? He doesn't believe so.
Oh, he doesn't believe so, eh? Did you hear that, Peter?
Listen, let's go down second.
Ah, shut up.
Hey, don't bother about him. It'll be better with a drink inside him. Hey, I'm talking to you again. Would you mind if we joined you?
It really is none of my business.
You're bloody right it's not.
Hey, get your bloody feet off the seats, Jacko. This is first class. You can't take him anywhere, bloody hooligan. Have you been to the match?
No.
Oh, you should have been there. Bloody slaughtered him.
Yeah.
Don't you like football?
It really is a matter of complete indifference to me.
What's that mean? Do you like it or don't you?
Look, would you mind if we didn't talk? I've had a long day and I would like to get through these papers.
What papers are they then?
They're professional papers.
Professional? Why? What do you do then?
Well, if it's any concern of yours, I'm a doctor.
I've
been attending a conference in London. I would like to concentrate on these papers before getting an hour's sleep.
Oh, leave me alone, eh?
Yeah, let's get down to the bar before they shut it.
Hey, not for me. Give us a minute. I'm knackered.
Oh, had enough, have you?
Who, me? Benjamin, the Torn Terror? I'm just getting a second wind.
Yeah?
What do you want? Hey? Hey? I'm talking to you again. Don't you know when I'm talking to you?
Excuse me.
Where do you think you're going?
I'll find another carriage.
You will not. You just tell me what you were looking at me like that for, just now.
Nothing, no. Nothing at all. I thought I...
Yeah, what did you think?
I thought for a moment I knew you. I thought perhaps you'd been a patient.
I've never been sick a day in my life.
Obviously not. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I shall be very offended if you leave. I shall think it's something I said. Sit down, Doctor.
And that's about it. I put as much distance as I could between Carrie and myself. Should have done it earlier. But we were a good team.
What? Coleman and Astor? We put the fear of God into a few salmon poachers.
It's a bit different down here. Wouldn't suit you, sir.
Oh?
Ah, I've always seen you as... well... a gentleman copper. But, like I say, I enjoy it.
Keeps you off the street.
Yeah. Being an inspector under strength, the workload's been heavier than it should, but once we get a new man, it should be a lot better.
I wouldn't bank on that, Fred.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, you might get another of those, gentleman coppers.
Don't I, sir? Not in Southants Central. If you were a gentleman copper, you'd have to learn very fast to go under.
Really? You didn't think to go for the job yourself?
Ah, no, I'm not the type. I'm not officer material. Mind you, I'm enjoying running the shop at the moment, while it lasts.
Ah, you don't think you ought to be, Well, Saturday night?
Ah, time for another. Saturday night doesn't start till the football special gets back, and that's not for another half hour. Anyway, you know what they say. When the cat's away... No doubt, be buzzing around like a blue-ass fly once the new man gets here.
No doubt.
But I'll worry about that when it happens. So what about you? What do you mean you've moved down south? Have you got a job down here?
Yes.
Because the last time you and I met, how did that Kelso business sort itself out?
Well,
You prevented me making a complete fool of myself there.
No, oh, I would
say. Anyway, Margaret and I discussed things at great length, and eventually I decided to withdraw my resignation.
You mean,
I mean, I'm still a copper.
Oh, that's great news. Well, I certainly course another one. Janice! These again, will you?
However, there were conditions.
I'm really pleased. You're too good a copper. Well, you know what I mean.
I'm glad you think so, Fred. The powers above were not so sure. They decided that after my little faux pas, it would be better for all concerned if I left Kirkcaldry. They found me another job.
Where?
A city, Fred. You know how I hate cities.
Not to this part of the world.
Yes.
Where? Not... I don't believe it.
Well, you just said you were an inspector under strength. Not anymore.
Tickets, please.
What? Hey, tickets. He's got the tickets. I haven't got the tickets. Have you got the tickets?
Tickets, me. I haven't got the tickets. Oi, have you got the tickets?
Hey, Peter, wake up. Hey, wake him up.
Hey, wake up, you dozy get.
What? Demand one of your tickets, man. You've demanded the tickets.
Oh, yeah, I've got mine.
Your tickets, sir.
Thank you, sir. What time do we arrive?
17 minutes past 10, sir.
Well, give demand a ticket.
This ticket is not valid for this train. This is a special excursion ticket.
The ticket's for bloody Southampton.
It's for the special excursion train.
Yeah, but we missed this special excursion train, didn't we?
Yeah, there weren't no room.
Well, you have to pay excess fare then.
Oh, God.
And it is a second class ticket.
So bloody what?
This is the first class compartment.
As far as you are concerned, I am first class, boy.
Look, there really is no need to be so abusive.
Whatever your name is. Yeah, take it easy.
I say, boy, that I can travel on this train any bloody where I like.
Yeah, come on, Ben.
Can you stop the train?
No, I don't think that would be necessary.
Get the police.
Police? Oh, I got you marked down. You, whatever your name is.
Look, I don't want any trouble.
Look, you, all of you, get out of here, or I shall insist this gentleman contact the police.
Oh, you found your mouth all of a sudden.
Let's get out of here. Let's get a drink.
There are seats available.
I don't give a monkey's. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. You. What's your name?
Come on, Benny.
Come on. Just take your bloody hands off me.
Come on, I'll get him in.
Right. Just take your bloody hands off me. You, whatever your name is, I got you marked. I'm not going to forget you.
Come on, Benny, leave him.
Don't want to waste your time on people like this.
Come on. I'm bloody gasping for a Benny.
Hey, it were a non-smoker anyway.
Benjamin.
What's that?
You are... Benny Benjamin?
That's it. That's me. Benny Benjamin, the Tottenham Terror. You remember that? Because I'm not going to forget you. I've got you marked. I'm going to remember your face.
Come on, lads.
Thank you, sir. I'll contact Southampton. I'll get the police to meet them.
Yes. Yes. Benny Benjamin. Oh, my God.
What I mean is, sir, you'll get used to it.
You don't believe that, do you, Fred? You think I'm going to hate it. What did you call me? A gentleman copper?
I didn't mean that.
Oh, I expect you're right. I always wanted to be Humphrey Bogart, Sham Spade. But I'm afraid I'm more of a Nick Charles.
Who's he, sir?
The thin man, William Powell. You are hopeless, Fred.
Sorry, sir.
But I'll have to learn, as you said.
Well, there's not a lot of room for the...
The amateur detective?
It's not for me to say.
You're quite right. Be positive. That's what Margaret said. If you can't take a joke, you shouldn't have joined.
Did Mrs. Coleman say that?
No, I said that.
Sarge!
Fred, there is a half-dressed constable at the door trying to attract your attention.
Oh, damn, I should be going.
Sarge, telephone!
Will you excuse me, sir? That's probably...
Yes, of course. I'll be across in a moment.
Oh.
Fred...
Yeah?
Who was that?
Oh, that's Terry Trench, PC Trench, sir.
He wasn't wearing a hat.
Oh, no, sir, he just popped across the road.
He should be wearing a hat.
Well, he was on the desk.
Have a word, Fred. Let's be positive.
Yes, sir.
It's called the blue-assed fly syndrome, Fred.
Hey, you! Do these again, will you?
I'm out of bloody cash!
You're out of bloody hope. You are.
Hey, you barman! I'm talking to you. Get these in again, will you?
Which way's the bog?
I think you gentlemen have had enough.
You what?
I think you've had enough.
Who's he calling gentlemen?
I'll be the judge of that. Do you hear that? He says I'm drunk. Do I look drunk to you?
Rat ass! Hey, you! I've had about enough of you and everybody on this bloody train. Now put them up again, or I'll be over there and help myself.
Right! This bar is now shut. I am shutting the bar.
You shut the bar and I'll shut you. For good.
This is a staff announcement. Will the guard please come to the forward buffet car?
I warned you.
No, Benny, just wait a minute. Look, he doesn't mean that. I'll tell you what we do, right? We put our money on the bar, see how much we got, that we can buy as much whiskey as we can.
Come on, shut up, right?
Then we buy all his whiskey, then we can shut his friggin' bar.
The bar is closed.
I bloody warned you! I'm gonna get you!
Hey, you!
Benny?
Is he all right?
Benny!
Is he? He's all right, isn't he? He's not...
Oh, don't be so stupid, Tono. He's just in his head.
He looks terrible.
This is a staff announcement. Will the guard please come to the forward buffet? Urgently.
Benny?
She was there, Sarge.
Well, she's not there now, is she? Listen.
I asked her to hang on.
You asked her to hang on, then you went over to the flag to find me. Oh, come on, Terry, that's 10 minutes. Do you expect her to hang on for 10 minutes?
I don't know. If it was important.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Oh, butter wouldn't melt in your mouth, would it, Terry? Well, things are going to change around here. We're finally getting that new inspector. He's arrived.
Oh, is that Inspector Coleman?
Yes. How did you know?
It was posted on the notice board a couple of days back.
You didn't tell me.
I thought you'd have read the notice board.
Hello, Cathy. Look, I'm not in the mood, Vic.
I read it every day.
Eh? No. I heard you, Vic.
The notice board, I read it
every
day.
Look, would you just shut up a moment? No, not you, Vic. There's a lot of noise. Yeah, yes, we are busy.
Good evening.
Yes? Did you want something?
No.
Inspector Coleman.
Stay at the hospital until you've got something definite.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
You got the driver.
Constable Trench. Welcome to Southampton Central.
Thank you.
How old?
I understood you weren't starting until Monday, sir.
Well, I was in town. I thought I might take the opportunity to spy out the land.
Yeah. Then get back as soon as you can. I need everybody.
Constable Trench, I have walked through the front door of this police station twice tonight and there's been nobody on the desk to stop me.
No, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, you better get back there, Terry.
Right, Sarge. It'll soon be getting busy. Saturday night. Nice to have met you, sir.
That was my fault, sir.
Not the point, Fred.
He's a good lad.
I'm sure he is.
He's one of the new breed.
Ah, there's a lot of them about.
Straight out of university and on the fast track to Brands Hill and full of himself. Got his nose into everything and everybody over 30's dead.
He could be right.
Oh, no doubts about what's right and what's wrong. He's got a computer to tell him what he needs to know.
Well, he'd do well to start by knowing that when he's on the desk, he's on the desk. Just keep him in line, Fred.
Yes, sir. Yes, Terry. Yes, I know she's still waiting. Yeah, give her another coffee. He's a bit too cocky. But make no mistake, sir, that lad knows where he's going and how long it's going to take.
Sounds as if he's after your job.
Oh, no, sir. He's after yours.
I promise, I never touched him.
The next stopping stop is Winchester.
He just fell.
I could get help.
He's not going to last. Look at him, for God's sake.
I'm going to be sick.
Well, there's nothing else I can do. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen anybody...
He was climbing across the bar.
Oh, shut up whining, will you?
Look, he's going to die.
And you shut up, Tom.
I need the heads.
Frig off, Peter. There's a doctor.
Well, I could make an announcement.
That bloody bloke back there, he said he was a doctor.
Who?
In the carriage, the guy we were with.
Go and fetch him.
No, I can't. He ain't going to come with me, is he?
Look, I'll go. Benny's going to snuff it else.
I'll go. Harry.
Huh?
You put out an announcement.
Right.
I'll go and find him, all right?
Hurry up, for God's sake.
If there is a doctor on board the train, will he please come to the buffet in the front portion of the train as soon as possible?
Right, Asta? Josie, yes. Well, what the hell are you doing there? I don't give a damn. I'm short of bloody personnel too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout, but anybody can handle a few smashed windscreens. It's probably some idiots off the first train and the other ones that haven't had a drink. Look, I can't have a car...
Look at me.
Yeah, all right, Josie. Yes, knock on a few doors and ask if anybody saw or heard anything. Yes, you know the form, but don't waste any damn time on it. Get back here. I have a trainload of real maniacs arriving at 10 o'clock, and when they do, I want a very obvious police presence.
I'm sorry, Fred, but I didn't even know my way back to the front desk.
Ah, no, sir. Oh, with leave and sickness, I sometimes think I'm the only one looking after the shop. And I still haven't seen that kid downstairs.
No, I didn't touch him, Doctor. He was very drunk.
How drunk?
We did a few bevvies.
Well, how many?
Who was counting?
Well, he can hold it.
Yeah.
Your friend is having a heart attack and all you can do is brag about his capacity to hold his drink. How many?
I don't know.
How many?
Well, they must have had 5, 6.
Oh, good God, that's enough to... And before that, you'd been drinking before you got on the train.
We've been drinking all day.
All day?
Well, on the train down.
It was the match.
He was trying to climb over the bar.
What do you want to do, Doctor?
Well, he's probably dying from alcoholic poisoning.
Oh, God!
Oh, get the bloody phone.
I'm sorry.
Look, he might not be dying.
He can handle it.
Yeah, he can handle it, eh, Jacko? Yeah.
Doctor,
pass me my bag. I want this train stopped.
Well, we've just gone through Basingstoke. Winchester's the next stop.
Winchester.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to give your friend an injection. Try to reduce the pressure.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes, get them out of the way. Over there. I need space.
Yes, sir. Well, come along, gentlemen.
You too, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then you stop the train at Winchester. Have an ambulance standing by. You'll have to pump his stomach. If he lives that long.
Look, you're all right. Do you understand?
Yes.
You're in the police station. You'll be charged later. But for now, I'm going to send you with this officer to find you a cell for the night, till you've slept it off. Do you understand? And if we find your trousers, we'll give them to you. Southampton Central? Look, ball. Phil, could you get him a coffee? See if you can find him some spare trousers.
Yeah, right. Come on,
sorry? Ball. Say again.
I'm in the interview room,
Jerry.
Oh, my
God. I don't know. Look, hold on a second, will you? Sergeant Astor.
I'm not here, Terry. Handle it yourself.
But I think it's urgent.
Terry, I've got to talk to that young girl. What do you mean you think it's urgent?
There's a man died on the London train.
Is he expecting a refund?
Pardon, sir?
Never mind.
What's it to do with us?
Would you speak to them, Sarge?
I'll slip away quietly, Fred. I'm already looking forward to Monday morning.
Sergeant Astor here. What's the problem?
God, I could do with a drink.
You all right, Peter?
No, I'm sick.
Oh, that will be the police.
Ah, good evening. I'm Sergeant Astor. This them?
Yes, sir.
Joseph Atterley?
Yes, sir.
You?
Henry Peterson. Uh-huh. I'm a steward. They beat me.
Yeah, all right. I think I've got the basic facts. Where's the body?
Winchester Hospital, sir.
Where?
In Winchester Hospital. I'm afraid the man was already dead, but I thought a paramedic team...
And who are you?
Dr. Ian Kendrick.
A doctor?
Yes, I tried to administer...
I've got an ambulance standing by here. The body's in Winchester.
Yes, sir.
Why wasn't I told all this? You put the body off in Winchester. Mm. That ambulance has been waiting around here. It's needed. Tonight of all nights, it's needed. That's why the train was so late.
Mm. Yes, sir. Well, I made a very full report to the station manager direct, sir.
Oh, I'm sure you did. There's been the usual breakdown of communication somewhere.
How much longer have we got to stand around here, right?
What's your name?
Jacko Jackson.
Well, you pay good heed, Mr. Jacko Jackson. I'll keep you here just as long as it takes.
You ain't got no right.
I've got all the rights that take my fancy. You try me. Doctor, how did this man die? I've obviously not been told the full facts.
The exact cause of death was a heart attack brought on by a fall after excessive drinking.
A fall?
I never touched him. He was trying to climb over the bar, you see.
I tried to help, but there was little I could do. I wanted him into expert care as soon as possible, which is why he was put off at Winchester.
But you said he was dead.
To all intents and purposes, he was dead. But one clutches at any straw, and I'm also only a GP. It's always as well to cover one's own back in these situations. Relatives, you know.
No, don't tell me, Doctor. Right, well, that's really very little to be gained at this time of night. You'll all give your names and addresses to the constable here, and then you're free to go. Somebody will speak to you later.
Excuse me, sir. These people have not paid the correct fare.
Well, you can sort that out.
We've got bloody tickets.
The tickets are not valid. And they was very abusive and threatening.
What do you mean, abusive? He doesn't even understand a bloody language.
Look, you'll go with this constable and this gentleman and you'll pay the full fare due. And if I get one word out of you, I'll hit you with everything I can think of. Have I made myself clear?
Oh, I'm bloody terrified.
All right, constable. Start with behaviour liable to cause a breach of the peace.
Oh, come on, John.
Book him!
Is there much in the paper, Ronnie?
Hmm?
You're looking particularly blank this morning.
Am I? Sorry. No, there's not much news.
Third cabinet reshuffle in 4 months. Saddam's nuclear threat. Bodies in freezer identified. That's the front page. What have you got?
Pound slide continue. Oh, no, that's continued from page one.
Quite a dull Sunday on the whole. Perhaps we should change our paper.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
You were fairly remote last night, and you haven't said a word this morning. You didn't sleep much last night, either.
I hoped I hadn't disturbed you.
Is it really that bad?
Southampton Central. Yes, it is.
Because it's the city?
Because it's the city. But because it's the city, it's also the type of crime. I had a long chat with Fred Astor.
Well, you're going to enjoy working with him again.
Well, it's nothing to say that we shall be working together. A lot will depend on Superintendent Beauchamp, pronounced Beecham.
And what's he like?
Oh, I haven't met him yet. That's my Monday morning treat.
He'll succumb to your charm. We all do.
Yes. I don't think the local villains will, though.
All cities are not the same.
Angry. I always think that cities are angry.
I quite like Southampton.
Well, you go in and out and spend a fortune. Of course you like it. But there's an underlying viciousness in the cities. Casual violence.
You dealt with 3 murders in Kirkcaldry.
Yeah, but they were committed by people of some quality. Oh, you've really settled in, haven't you?
I've always loved the New Forest.
Hmm. Too many trees.
When Daddy sent me off to Branston School, I don't think he was prepared for me to become so attached to this part of the world.
I miss the mountains.
And I wouldn't have met you.
There's no vistas.
Only the other day I had news of somebody else we knew.
Not even a decent pub in the area.
John and Jan Morton. I told you.
They're all phony tourist traps.
You haven't given the village a fair chance.
Everybody commutes. I mean, it's just another London suburb.
Oh, well, if you're determined to be a grouch.
Ah, I'm not. I love to see you launching yourself into the village life, but it's difficult for coppers. I love the privacy of the old place.
I know. It'll work out.
I wish I had your confidence.
You're such a gentleman. I love you, Ronnie.
I don't suppose you'd like to go back to bed.
No, I would not. I love you, but you're a fool. And I'm going to church.
Doesn't seem to be my day at all.
But I will put in a word for you, with the Almighty.
Mm. Oh, the new inspector's just come in, Sarge.
Uh-huh.
Looks a bit lost. New boy.
Won't take him long to find his feet, Terry. Then he'll have us all jumping around. Here's one for you. You've been to university, haven't you?
Yeah.
Ah, well. Have you ever been in a bathroom and there's one thing there you can't see any use for?
Is it a riddle?
No, someone's nicked a lorry load of bidets. Now, what use would anybody have for 200 bidets?
Ah, well, I'd check out the local YWCAs.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about you, sophisticated southerners. We were never bothered where I came from. Right, I'll give it to Fordyce. She can look into it.
Well, is that it then, Sarge?
Yes, go on, get back on the desk.
Right, Sarge. Oh, morning, sir.
Good morning, Constable. Morning, Fred.
Ah, morning, sir.
Oh, this place is like a rabbit warren. Where's Superintendent Beecham's office? I'd better make myself known.
Oh, next floor. Go back to the stairs. Mm-hmm.
Turn left, then the first... No, no, it's not. No, the first corridor leads to the... No, you could go that way. It's difficult. I think the best way is to go to the next floor and ask somebody there.
I can see why they took you off traffic. What's he like?
He?
Yes, what's he like? Or is that information classified as well? I seem to have caught you on a bad morning.
Oh, the superintendent... Oh, I think you're going to get on very well there, sir. Your kind of person.
Really?
Oh, relaxed, easygoing to a fault.
Come on, Fred, we've known each other a long time.
Would I lie to you, sir?
Yes. I hope he's not one of those regimental sergeant major types.
Oh, definitely not. Like, you'll make up your own mind, sir, but I think you'll be agreeably surprised.
Well, we'll see. If I ever find his office.
I have the feeling that's going to cost me a large malt.
Come.
Oh, good grief.
Can I help you?
I doubt it very much. I've been wandering through this maze for hours searching for the Holy Grail.
I beg your pardon?
I'm trying to find Superintendent Beecham.
I wouldn't have thought it was that difficult.
Well, you've probably been here far longer than I have.
What does it say on that door?
It says Superintendent Beecham.
Then who would you expect to find behind it?
There's no need to be sarcastic, young lady. I'm not in the best of humours. I'm having a bad morning.
Which doesn't look as if it's going to get much better. Do come in, Inspector Coleman, and shut the door. I take it you are Inspector Coleman?
Yes, I am. Oh, good grief.
That's right, Inspector. A single crown. It signifies Superintendent. Superintendent Beecham. Superintendent Barbara Beecham.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. Ma'am. I didn't realise. I wasn't expecting... Nobody warned me.
Please, take a seat.
I wish I hadn't given up cigarettes. I need something to calm my frayed edges.
I don't permit smoking.
No, I don't smoke.
I have no wish to die as a result of somebody else's vices. The station is a smoke-free zone. It was one of the first changes I made when I arrived here. I think everybody accepted my reasons eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
There is an area set aside in the canteen.
Yes, I was only trying to make light of...
Would a coffee help you to relax?
Too much caffeine. And it's too early for a large malt.
Ah. Yes. Needless to say, I have spent some time studying your confidential file. You have read it yourself, I take it.
Far too depressing.
I note that at Kirkcaldry you were in the habit of taking your lunch in, the Prince Charlie. There's not a problem there, I hope.
Not for me, ma'am.
Because a word that crops up on more than one occasion is difficult. What does that mean, I wonder? Would you call yourself difficult?
Not at all.
I also note that you're given to intuitive thought and consequently acting on what is no better than a hunch. I don't like that.
Well, it doesn't suit everybody, ma'am. We all have our own methods.
I mean, Inspector, that I do not approve of my officers working in that fashion. I also see that on the most recent occasion you made a grave error of judgment which led to you offering your resignation.
Is there any good news?
Yes. Superintendent Macaulay did not accept it on the grounds that you were far too good an officer to be lost to the force. You have also had some spectacular results.
That's a relief.
I don't like spectacular results. I like results that are reached methodically, are watertight, and regular. Sadly, the crime rate is increasing daily. But since my arrival here, our detection success rate has risen by 7%. And the conviction rate by 18%. I'm proud of that record. And I do not wish to see that progress hindered by any Lord Peter Wimsey inspirational methods of sleuthing. This is a tough area to police, Inspector. We're not playing Cluedo.
I see. May I speak freely, ma'am?
Of course.
If you've read my report carefully... You will also have noted that I've been a copper for a long time. Does it also say that I have considerable private means?
I don't consider that relevant.
It is to me, ma'am. I'm not in this job for the money, nor am I in it for the glory. It's in my family, it's in my blood. I suppose you might call me a dedicated copper. There's a lot of aspects of the job that I don't like, but somebody has to do it.
I'm only interested in your methods, Inspector. Your motives are none.
You said I could speak freely.
Over the years, I've developed my own methods. They suit me. If they don't suit you, the remedy is in your hands. Ma'am. In the meantime, where I take my lunch or how I spend my free time is nobody's business but my own, unless it affects my professional life. To be brief, I am not accustomed to being treated like a naughty schoolboy.
Forgive me. I was adding an adjective before the word difficult. Inspector, I'm sure that you are aware of all the reasons why morale is currently so low. None of us finds it easy to do our job. However, I suggest that you should try to come to terms with the fussy females. Just as I have learned to live with overbearing males, with overt sexism. I've tolerated the patronizing pat on the shoulder, and not only on the shoulder, from men determined to show their lack of prejudice by encouraging the little woman. I've lived with it, because I've always known exactly where I was going. However, I find now that amusement has sometimes been replaced by resentment, possibly because I am not prepared to allow anybody to take advantage of my sex.
Nothing was further from my mind.
You see, it's that kind of remark that...
I was not attempting
no.
to...
No, of course not. I apologize. That's my point. I'm aware that my experience has on occasion made me over-defensive. I suggest that you should try not to fall into the same trap.
I'll try, ma'am.
Good. Inspector, I suppose that in view of your length of service and your appointment to a station of this size, you might have been expecting promotion.
I had a long talk with Jock McCauley.
Then you're no doubt aware that in view of your past record, you're now to be considered as starting what can only be called a probationary period.
I am also aware of that.
Yes. It's not a situation that gives me any pleasure either. I suggest that we have both started off on the wrong foot. I shall lock this report away and form my own judgments. In the meantime, welcome to Southant Central.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, Inspector. Sergeant Astor.
Yes, ma'am.
You've worked successfully together in the past.
Yes.
Perhaps you'd like to renew that partnership. I like successful teams, Inspector.
Thank you, ma'am. We both like that. By the way, ma'am, it's Ronald.
Ronald Coleman?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Thank you. I'll remember that, Inspector.
Good grief.
Ah, Dr. Kendrick.
Oh, do come in, Sergeant Astor. Won't keep you, Mama.
Thank you.
Oh, please take a seat. Oh, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing serious, Doctor. Hope I'm not disrupting your morning.
Oh, not at all. Monday morning, always busy. Uh-huh. And even more so after such a pleasant weekend. Most of them with backs after the first day in the garden since winter.
Look, I can come back.
No, it's not necessary. There's only Mrs. Hill, who's a hypochondriac. Oh. And who will be much better after a prescription for some harmless analgesic, which is nothing more than a placebo. The other elderly lady is Mrs. Patterson, who is lonely. She comes in every Monday for company. And the reassurance that somebody cares for her. Well, it's a very important aspect of the health service that politicians fail to comprehend.
Well, I'm only here to thank you for what you did on Saturday night.
No, not much, I'm afraid.
If you could just tell me again.
The youth. What was his name?
Benjamin.
Yes, well, he had been drinking excessively, had fallen and hit his head.
Who called you?
They put out an emergency call, but in fact the guard fetched me. I had mentioned that I was a doctor. Those youths had been behaving objectionably earlier. Well, stupidly. Mm. You know, drink.
Mm.
Well, he was in the process of having a heart attack. Fortunately, I always carry my case with me. I'd actually been to London on a conference, so I injected glucogen to stimulate the liver to produce sugar. Unhappily, I was too late. And the rest you know.
Yes. We haven't managed to trace any next of kin yet. He was living in a squat. There's a record of violence, theft. Well, I expect you know the type.
Yeah. What about the others?
Same story. I kept them in overnight, but it doesn't do any good.
Cities are full of them.
There'll be an inquest, of course. If you could make out a full report, I can see no reason why you should have to attend.
I should be grateful. Not all my patients are Mrs. Patterson.
I'm sure not, Doctor. Anyway, many thanks again for your help. I'll see myself out. If there should be anything else, but I really can't see that there will be.
Oh, dear. Poor Ronnie.
Don't you start patronising me.
I'm not. I'm genuinely concerned. You're so very much a man's man. A chauvinist.
I most certainly am not.
Or perhaps I should say unliberated. You know what is man's work and what is woman's work. You're a little blinkered.
Margaret, I just happen to believe that there are certain things that women do best.
Like preparing meals and washing up and the ironing. You're sexist.
I'm not.
Tell me again about her ankles.
Oh, that was a joke. I didn't see her ankles. Mind you, she had very slim wrists, which often suggests trim ankles.
You'll get used to it, Ronnie. Just try to keep out of her way.
Fat chance of that. I'm directly responsible to her.
But she had the good sense to keep you and Fred Astor together.
Yes, and he owes me a large malt.
Oh?
Yeah, he set me up. He deliberately chose not to warn me about Superintendent Barbara. I walked into her office like a lamb to slaughter. What are you smiling at?
Nothing at all. How is Fred?
Oh, he's fine.
And what was his wife's name?
Carrie. Oh, no, that's long over.
I hope he finds somebody. A man needs a woman.
No, who's being sexist? Actually, I think he's interested in a young policewoman locally. But he's not having much luck. Missed a date on Saturday, thanks to some young turdaway getting himself killed on the way back from the soccer game.
Oh, yes. I was going to tell you. It was in the local paper. The doctor's name was Kendrick?
No, I don't know.
He lives fairly locally. Everyone's been talking about it.
Everyone?
I met Julia Hathaway.
Who's Julia Hathaway?
Oh, you know who Julia Hathaway is. She's the chairperson for the Friends of the Village. She told me.
About what's his name?
Dr. Kendrick.
Fascinating.
Well, it's interesting when it's somebody you know.
Yeah, but you don't know him.
Oh, stop nitpicking. Anyway, he was on the train. He tried to save the boy's life.
Have I time for another of these before...
Oh, yes. It's only a casserole. Apparently, he's had a tragic time with his daughter.
Kendrick? What was that?
Well, she was run down by one of those joyriders. Well, it's very sad. She was months in hospital. She was paralysed from the waist down, and I believe there was brain damage. And she was only a teenager.
Yeah, this all looks completely straightforward, Terry. Everything here?
Yes, Sarge.
Steward, guard, and the three youths?
I had to take those down myself. One of them couldn't write at all.
All right, here's Kendricks. Get them over to the coroner's office as soon as possible.
Right.
What is it, Terry? You're smirking.
Now, this has come in this morning. Report from the hospital in Winchester.
Well, well.
Alters everything, doesn't it, Sarge?
Well, that alters everything, doesn't it, Fred?
Certainly going to make things difficult for him.
Poor man.
The medical profession sticks together in cases like this.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that. He already has enough problems. Margaret tells me he has a crippled daughter. Hit-and-run accident. Well, you'd better go and see him again, Fred. Rather you than me.
You wouldn't...
It's your problem, Fred. And I'm still trying to come to grips with this little lot. I mean, are these the crime figures for the entire southeast, or just our little bit of it?
I did warn you, sir.
Well, God warned Noah, but I expect the extent of the flood still took him by surprise.
That alters everything, doesn't it, Sarge?
Very much so, Terry. Wish you'd stop saying that. Oh,
sorry, Sarge. Just thought I'd do some cross-checking.
And it was all there on Benjamin's record. Yes. It was staring at me on Saturday night. Even when the inspector mentioned the daughter, still...
We're all human, Sarge. I expect you'd have got there eventually.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Terry. Now get me everything you can find. The court case, the hospital, the lot.
Hello, sir. Sergeant Astor. Something you ought to see. The Kendrick business. It alters everything.
I didn't know who he was. He was a drunken lout who was in danger of dying as a result of his own excesses. And I had the misfortune to be on the spot.
And I find that very difficult to believe, Doctor. Are you saying that you sat in court, gazing at the man who ran your daughter down, and 18 months later you failed to recognise
him? Benjamin had long hair and a beard. The man on the train was a skinhead.
And he died of an embolism caused by air being injected into the bloodstream.
If you say so, Inspector.
Now, I don't say so, Doctor.
The report from the hospital says so.
You saw those men. Hooligan's filth. And the one, Benjamin, the one who called himself Benny Benjamin, do you know what they gave him?
Dr. Kendrick.
Six months. 6 months for stealing a car when he was already banned from driving and hurtling drunk through the streets of Bournemouth until he hit my daughter. 6 months he got for that, Inspector.
I can understand.
Oh, can you? Do you have children? Would you like to see my daughter? She spends her days sitting in a wheelchair. Her head hangs on her left shoulder. She dribbles constantly from that side of her mouth. My wife devotes her day, her whole day, 24 hours, taking care of her, cleaning her, changing her, feeding her. And that bastard got 6 months.
And he was on the train.
They say that she can understand. I hope to God she can't.
And this man, Benjamin, was on the train.
I did not know it was him.
You must see how it looks to us, sir.
How it will look to a coroner.
I did not know it was him. I found the man unconscious, having a heart attack, and I took the action that I considered appropriate.
What would have happened if you had not given him the injection?
Well, there's a faint chance that he might have survived the attack unscathed. The almost certain probability is that given the fact that he was unconscious, already going into a coma, he would have suffered brain damage, which could have had a variety of possible effects. He could have ended up like my daughter.
And the injection you gave him?
It was a hypoglycemic. Well, he should have recovered consciousness.
But instead of that, air injected into the bloodstream...
Well, I may have made a mistake. Given the circumstances under which I was working, and given the urgency of the problem I was faced with, it is possible that I omitted to eject the air from the needle before injecting the patient. It is possible that under those conditions I made an error.
A fatal error.
Well, at best I shall have to face a disciplinary inquiry. At the worst, I may have to face a charge of manslaughter.
Except that the man you killed was the man who destroyed your daughter's life.
My duty lies with a patient, no matter what my personal feelings may be. But I repeat, and will repeat on oath, that I did not know who he was. I will take my chances, Inspector.
The way things stand, I'd say his chances are pretty good.
Yes. Well, there's not much else we can do, Fred.
I'll contact the hospital.
The hospital? What for?
You know me, sir. The routine, tidying up the loose ends. You know why, sir.
Who the hell is going to worry?
You, sir. Me. We have to know how much of that drug he used. Whether he used the drug he said, we have to ask for a full post-mortem.
You're very quiet.
Am I? Sorry.
Are you not going to finish that?
No, I'm sorry. It was very nice. I think perhaps I'll have another of these.
Another one?
Yes, another one. Good grief, you're starting to sound like Babs.
Oh, Babs?
Well, that's what the lads call her. Barbara Antoinette Beecham, superintendent. I'm sorry, Margaret. Oh, but it's been a bad day.
Why don't you have your whiskey in the sitting room? You might save a bit of the fire. I'll put these things in the machine.
Your Dr. Kendrick is going to go down for murder. They did a post-mortem on the Benjamin man. There were no traces of drugs of any kind. Kendrick didn't take any chances. He just pumped air directly into his bloodstream.
The poor man.
How could he have thought to have got away with it?
Well, perhaps he didn't think at all. You've always told me that most murders are committed in a few seconds of madness.
Who misses people like Benjamin, Margaret? The streets are cleaner places without them.
Why don't you take your drink into the other room?
We waste time and resources on these hooligans, and to absolutely no avail. While people like Kendrick, who actually contribute something to...
When I've done this, I'm going to bed. I'm listening to a book at bedtime.
Hmm? Oh, is it any good?
A bit dreary. You don't mean a word of that, Ronald. Things will look different in the morning. Hmm. I'll see you in bed. Don't be long. I'd rather a dreary old policeman than a dreary old book any day.
Death of a Hooligan in the Coleman and Astor series starred Stephen Thorne as Inspector Coleman and Joe Dunlop as Sergeant Astor. Margaret Coleman was played by Diana Bishop, Superintendent Beecham, Francis Jeter, and P.C. Trench, Nicholas Bolton. Dr. Kendrick, James Kerry, Benny Benjamin, Dominic Curtis, Adams, Tom Bevan, Jackson, Peter Kenny, Craddock, Paul Panting. Train Guard, Hakim K. Kazim, Train Barman, Gareth Armstrong, Pub Landlord, James Taylor. Coleman and Astor is written by Michael McStay. Theme music by Stephen Warbeck. The series producer and director was Jane Morgan.